doers, mowing season is here. With Spring Black Friday Savings at the Home Depot. Right now, you can get gas-like power with the Ryobi 40-volt push mower for just $329. With a runtime of nearly an hour, it's the perfect mower to tackle your half-acre lawn without a trip to the gas station. Just push and mow. Your grass won't wait, so buy it online and pick it up in-store to get out there sooner. Get gas-like power this spring with the Ryobi 40-volt push mower, just $329, during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
It's one thing falling in love with a house, picturing yourself moving in and calling it home, and quite another navigating the world of price negotiating, mortgage lenders, and finding the budget that works best for you. An agent who's a Realtor can make understanding that world easier. Realtors have the expertise, access to proprietary data, and tools to help you get from imagining living somewhere to actually doing it. That's the kind of help we can provide. Because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Conan O'Brien needs a fan. Want to talk to Conan? Visit teamcoco.com/callconan. Okay, let's get started.
Hi there, Patty. Meet Conan, Sona, and me.
Thank you. Hi, everyone. This is so exciting.
Well, we're excited too, Patty. Your name is Patty Woods. That's all I was told about you.
That's correct.
Okay.
Patty Woods is my name.
Okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I live in Trumbull, Connecticut.
Where is Trumbull, Connecticut?
It is, it's on the coast, Fairfield County, so about an hour and a half outside of New York.
Do you go into the city a lot?
I used to before COVID. I haven't been back. So
just go in.
I'm going next week.
Go it's in. Been, it's time. People have to mix it up.
Time. I have tickets to see David Byrne next week, so that will be fun.
Oh, okay. I always, when someone mentions a different entertainer, I feel like it's a slight.
If you were available, I would ditch him in a second.
There you go.
There you go. Yeah, now you're on the right track. Okay. Even though what David Byrne and I do is wildly different, and I'm a massive David Byrne fan, and I think he is by far the superior artist.
We're the same size suit, though.
We do, yeah. We wear similar size suits. But still, when you mentioned I'm going to go see another entertainer, that's how bad my disease is. I thought, I see. That's how we're going to play it.
No.
Well, maybe I'll talk to a different fan.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, Patty.
Patty, about this. I
now
apologize.
I'm crushed.
Patty, we got off on the wrong foot, and I blame myself, tell us what you do. Tell me what makes Patty Woods a unique individual.
Well, I am a tarot reader, which I know. Don't get hung up on the stereotype. I don't have a neon sign. I'm not going to tell you. You're going to die.
You're a tarot reader. So those are the cards. I'm not sure I understand. What's the difference between, say, a fortune teller that's got a crystal ball and a tarot reader?
Right. Yeah. Well, so that's the stereotype, the fortune teller looking into the crystal ball, telling you scary stuff about yourself. I am not that. I use cards, tarot cards, and they're there for as a tool to give direction, to look at things in your life that maybe you've missed or you're ignoring.
Oh.
Possibilities.
Okay. How did you get into this?
Well, I'm the youngest of five kids, and my mother was always telling us about our family was from Bohemia, and my great grandfather was like a mystic, and so there was always this mysterious atmosphere. My mother would read our tea leaves for fun, and so I was always drawn to that kind of stuff. And then one day my sister brought a deck of cards home, and I was like, what are those? I was immediately drawn to them, and it's just, they spoke to me. It's like another language. And I just started reading for family and friends and just kept going with it.
How do you know when it's going, when you're doing it well? Are you able to tell things to people that really resonate? Like they say, oh, wait, that's true. Really?
Sometimes you never know what's going to come out of the cards. Like for example, I was doing one reading and this woman wanted to know about her love life, her job, blah, blah. But I was like, this is going to sound really weird. I'm like, do you have chickens? And she was like, yeah, actually I have chickens. And it turned out, I said, one of these chickens is being bullied. You need to address
this.
Oh
no.
This is a real recurring theme on this podcast, chickens. Been coming up a lot.
It's been coming up
really?
A lot. Animals bullying
other animals. Chickens?
Just animals bullying animals, which is something I will not stand for, by the way.
No.
I'm like, Noah had this problem on the ark, you know, the constant bullying. The camels were just assholes. They were constantly wandering over and bullying the skunks until he confined the camels to an entirely separate part of the ark. Look, this is history. It's a fact.
Ironically, though, the bulls were very nice.
Oh, the bulls could not have bullied less. That's something that is quite stunning. Patty, I'm just going to ask you one question. The woman who you said, by any chance, you have chickens. You saw chicken feathers in her hair, didn't you?
I did not.
Yes, you did.
I did not.
You did.
I did not.
And you're allergic to chicken feathers, and you started sneezing, and then you went, by the way, is there a chicken in your life? And she said, oh, my God, you're a mystical, magical portal into another world.
Was she holding a chicken?
No.
Okay.
She was in a city setting, too, so that it was totally bizarre.
A chicken had driven her over to your apartment.
Possibly.
Listen,
possibly.
I'm just saying, Patty, I am, as you can probably tell, one of the finest...
skeptic.
Not a skeptic. I call myself a detective of the mind. And I'm just looking. I have to probe. I have to ask questions to make sure that you're the real deal. That's all.
Absolutely.
So,
I love that.
Well, maybe you could tell me something about myself.
I would love to. Do I have permission to pull a card for you?
Yes, ooh, you do have permission to pull a card. Okay, shuffle.
Yep, see, okay. I'm shuffling.
That sound,
it's not pulled out.
That sound you're hearing is the shuffling of cards?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
This is exciting. Okay, I don't know what's going to happen.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, you got this beautiful Six of Cups.
Okay.
I'll describe it.
Yeah, so it's like there's... Describe the picture.
There's two children. Mm-hmm. It's a very sunny, happy card. One of the children is offering the other a bouquet of flowers.
Okay.
And there's a real sense of nostalgia in this card. Oh. So I would say it's maybe somebody from your past has been on your mind. Maybe you need to connect with them right now.
Let me think. Past. Nope. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding. Well, that's just such a broad statement. So yes, often there are people in our past that are on our minds.
Okay.
Yes. I drew a line. When I became famous in 1993, I decided to cut all ties with everyone before then.
Well, here's
and
the
so,
other part.
That's what you're supposed to do. Harrison Ford told me that's what you're supposed to do, and I did it. So I don't speak to, I've not spoken to my parents, my brothers, my sisters, anyone from pre-fame had to go.
Mm-hmm. Well, and this is the other thing. You need to offer an olive branch to somebody. It's time for forgiveness.
Wow.
So,
Well, if only there was someone close to me who I probably owed an apology to. Who would that be?
And I see you guys. I just pulled the High Priestess. I think that's Sona.
Hey!
I'm offended.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Why does
I haven't gotten to you yet, okay. Matt.
Okay.
I have
okay.
Priestess.
Okay, so Sona is the High Priestess. That's the card you just pulled. And Sona, I do think of you as a High Priestess.
Yeah, you're often high.
You apologize? You are.
No, I don't apologize yet until I know. Patty, what do I have to apologize to Sona for, do you think?
Oh, my God.
I know what you have to apologize to her for.
What?
Everything.
For calling her bad on one of the previous podcasts.
Thank you, Patty.
Wait, did you say one? Yes. Did you say one of the previous
thank
podcasts?
Thank you, Patty.
Yes.
No.
It wasn't.
Patty, I have demeaned her work ethic in every episode of the podcast.
On principle.
But you specifically called her bad.
Yeah.
Although I did understand where you were coming from.
Yeah.
Oh, Patty, come on.
Thing. So, no, not in being bad, but in your rationalization of it. So, but I digress.
She uses my name to get like reservations and drinks at restaurants that I'm not going to. That's bad. That is bad. She brought a dog to a restaurant that doesn't allow dogs because she knew that I was going to be joining her there, and she thought the wait staff won't say anything if Conan O'Brien's there. These are the actions of a terrible person.
He makes large groups of people laugh at me, and then he forces me to high-five him immediately after he's made fun of me. Yeah.
Oh my
God. He does that. He had everybody calling me a vampire for the first like 3 years that I worked for him.
Do you not drink the blood of the living so that you can live forever? Do you not, Sona?
I don't, actually. I don't do that because I'm not a vampire. I don't even know. You know why it started? Because I was speaking Armenian to my grandma and he said it sounded like I was arguing with Dracula.
It did sound There was a lot of grabby, grabby, groovy. And it just sounded, that's what it sounded like to me. It sounded like Dracula was trying to talk to a fellow vampire and trying to get him down on the price of a used car. That's what it sounded like.
Yeah. What, what does he have to apologize to me for?
Drabby, drabby. And so I didn't know. So I came out and I was legitimately describing what I had heard. And so, listen.
I will say, Sona, I'm looking at your Zoom background. I don't see a single crucifix hanging on the wall.
And guess what?
You're right. Everyone who's not a vampire has massive crucifixes hanging on the wall.
Several times I've visited, and of course I was raised very Catholic and come from a very Catholic background and family. I've given Sona crucifixes and said, here, this is for your home. I picked this up in Rome. It's really beautiful. And she goes... and knocks it out of my hand, and then it bursts into flames. If you're being honest, no one really knows what you do for work, especially if you're in B2B. That's a business doing business with other businesses.
Oh, I didn't know you knew what that was.
I know exactly what that is. B2B, I use that all the time. Businesses doing businesses with other businesses. Fortunately, LinkedIn has a network of professionals who get what you do, and you can reach the right people who matter most to your company. LinkedIn has over 1 billion members on its platform, including 70 million decision makers.
That's good.
Since LinkedIn members are regularly updating their work history, you can precisely build a target audience by job title, industry, company, and more. Start reaching the right people for your, get ready, B2B business with LinkedIn ads. Gets even better because LinkedIn will give you a $100 credit on your next campaign.
That's crazy.
Yeah, just go to linkedin.com/Team Coco to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/Team Coco. Terms and conditions apply. I get to say this again. Listen, LinkedIn, the place to be, right?
That's cool.
Business to business.
That's really cool.
With Spring Black Friday deals at the Home Depot, you can give your lawn or garden beds a pop of color and protection. Right now, get a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10. Help your soil retain moisture longer with color that lasts up to 12 months. Shop Spring Black Friday deals for a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Color selection varies by store. Limit 60 bags per customer while supplies last.
Is there such a thing as a traveler? Not a Delta. Because we know on one flight, Mike in 8C prefers reality TV to reality. So we provide more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment. While on the flight after, 8C is occupied by Jen, whose favorite snack is tea. That's why we provide fast, free Delta Sync Wi-Fi available for SkyMiles members. Because at Delta, we know.
Refill?
Everyone flies their own way. Delta. Keep climbing. Free Wi-Fi available on most domestic flights. Terms of use apply.
A lot can happen between falling in love with a house online and owning it. Between imagining living there and breathing in your new home for the first time. Having an advocate who can help you navigate the complex world of financing, inspections, negotiating, analyzing the market, and talking through any anxieties that may pop up, that can make all the difference. That's what the expertise of a Realtor can do for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors and bound by a code of ethics. Because that's who we are.
Somebody once gave me for Secret Santa all vampire gifts because everybody on the show thought of me as a vampire. And so someone once gave me a bottle of wine that looked like blood. They gave me a thing of...
Look what you've done. I want to give Patty... Let's make this about Patty for a second.
Because I know.
Sona, no one really believes that you're bullied in any way.
You owe me an apology.
Yeah. Patty, I tried, Sona.
Patty,
yeah.
What you've done... very quickly is with one tarot card, or actually two, because the High Priestess one. But basically, with the pulling of two cards, you opened up this whole world, this rift, this portal admittedly sick world. But that's that is a gift. You got us talking.
That is what they're there to do, to make the connections.
Can you tell me anything about a past life or a future life?
Oh, yeah.
No one ever talks about a future life. Like, who am I going to be in the next life? They're always obsessed with the last life.
Oh, you want to know who you're going to be in the future life?
Yeah.
That's a great question.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
I really know in the past life, I do not believe that I was a historic figure in the past life. I think I was probably just a wise ass in a field who was killed by other farmers for talking
too
much.
Your future life is going to be the one like rare example of where someone can go, hey, I think I was someone big in the past life. I was Conan O'Brien.
Hey, Matt, that's cool.
That's pretty
Matt,
wild,
that's the
I'm
sweetest
sure.
thing. The idea that in the future, people will still talk about me, know who I well, am.
This guy will, at least.
Yeah, okay. This guy will have to do an extensive search, an extensive internet search to find out who Conan O'Brien is.
Who's Conan Gray?
Yeah. I was a great pop star. I was Conan Gray. No! I come from beyond the grave. Conan O'Brien! I'm sorry, Patty.
Okay, so that's okay.
So who am I going to be in the future?
This is kind of interesting, actually. Your future life is going to involve a lot of hard work.
Boo.
However, I think you will also be
By the way,
a deep sleeper. You're going to take a lot of naps in the day. Whoa. So I'm going to say that you're a Taurus, first of all. But you have the Ace of Swords. I think I'm going to say, which is very interesting that we're looking at the future. I think it's a Civil War reenactor.
Oh, my God. Your dream job.
Well, yeah. First of all, I did a remote. You can look it up on YouTube where I went to Atlanta and I was a Civil War reenactor. So I've done that. I think I was terrible. I went on, I don't know if you remember this one, Sona, but I sat around a campfire and all I did was talk about my mama's peach pie and how I was going to cross the river over yonder. And man, all I did was babble like a chimp the whole time.
Maybe this is like karmatic punishment where you didn't do it right in this life. And so you're forced to be a Civil War reenactor.
You know what? I was the first Civil War reenactor. I was a Union soldier, and I was killed by other Union soldiers.
Yep,
they were done with you.
They killed me with bayonets and with rocks. So it's going to be a lot of hard work and some sleeping, and then you took this crazy leap to Civil War reenactor.
Yeah. So I was just getting like a vision of who you were, because I think you just work hard during the day. It's not a very, you're in the spotlight now. So in your next life, you're not going to be in the spotlight. It's just going to be kind of a mundane life. But then you get to do this stuff on the weekends with the reenactor.
That's cool.
Well, what a chilling vision of the future.
Well,
you'll work hard during the week, but you'll take a lot of naps and you'll be a Civil War reenactor on the weekends.
Look, not every life can be exciting.
No, trust me. Matt, tell us, right? Not every life can be exciting.
Yeah, I'm living my future life.
You have a very good time at those swap meets.
I don't go to swap meets.
Yo, please, you do.
I go to
markets. Do you have any Bakelite? I'm looking for those Bakelite cups that were made in the early 50s that have a mint green tint.
Patty, could I borrow that sword from that card?
Actually, I pulled the same card for Matt twice, so I have to address this. Three of Pentacles. Matt, right now, I think you're too focused on... Sorry, Conan. You're too focused on your work. You need to look up. You need to have a little more fun.
Look up?
Yeah. Sorry.
Do think that Matt could have more fun.
What?
I don't want him to focus less on his work. And I'll say this, a rare compliment. I try not to compliment Matt or Sona because it goes against the grain of everything I believe in. No. But Matt does a terrific job, works very hard to make this podcast, to take our ramblings and foolishness and forge it into something somewhat professional. So I hope that he doesn't turn away from his work, but I do want Matt to have more fun. He's got a new baby, he and his wife. And yay, I think what the cards are saying is it's time to leave your family. Hit the club scene.
I think the cards are clearly saying, like, I should be released and dismissed right now to go be with my family and have fun. Right, literally.
How old is your...
Yeah.
She's almost 6 months.
Yeah, there's no fun yet. It's a lot of spitting up and glibble, blibble, blabble, blubble. There's nothing happening.
I'm missing out.
You need to take a trip. You need to plan a trip.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You need to, yeah, the best time to plan a trip, and this is as foretold by the cards, is when you have a 6-month-old.
She said dad hey. Already.
Aww.
Oh.
It wasn't me she was talking about.
I know. I was going to say. She was looking at a photo of Spiro Agnew that you have taped to the wall. Well, Patty, tell me how I can help you. I'm not going to say you've helped us because it's frankly been a lot of craziness. But and who can say? Who can really say? But how can I help
how we
you?
Can help her.
Yeah.
I have some James Bond tarot cards. I can pull them for you.
Oh, I would love that.
Really?
Okay. Hold
you
on.
Have them? Oh, my God. Of course he has.
James Bond tarot cards.
Are those... Well, can I ask a question? Are those from the movie...
Live and Let Die.
Okay.
Those are awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
How old are those?
They're from... I think they're from the era. So that movie came out in 73. So there's...
I love that movie.
I do,
I really love Live and Let Die. Of course, probably the best Bond song of all time. Thank you, Paul McCartney and Wings. Oh my God, look at
those
that.
Those are awesome.
That's
and there's
really
a
pretty.
Okay. You have to remember that. So you've got your cards out. And
do I shuffle?
Yes, shuffle. Give them a good shuffle. Put your energy into them. Yeah, nice. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. It's exciting. Okay. Wow. This is, remember, this is a podcast. It's not a, it's a, you, it's a, it's
I,
not
I'll
a,
shuffle more into my.
It's not a visual medium. So there you go. That's great.
All right, then what do I do, Patty?
Okay, now you can spread them out and feel the energy. Feel which one is calling your name.
Okay.
Which one you want to pick.
Okay, this is for you, Patty. So, all right, I got it.
Gosh, really concentrate. So concentrate here, Matt.
Got it.
Concentrate.
So,
okay. Patty, it's the king of coins.
Yeah, cha-ching. Excellent.
Whoa. Oh, Patty.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
here
Patty.
Comes the money. Pat, here it comes.
Patty, yep. You are supposed to be this. You're supposed to be this. This religious spiritual figure that's leading us to a higher purpose, and you shout cha-ching the minute your card is pulled?
Just like the rest of them. Just like, in fact, look at the next card. The Fool.
That's my favorite card.
Oh.
Yay!
You love The Fool?
I do. It's about going through life just with no cares, meeting what comes at you. You know, you don't need to be so structured and planned all the time.
You know what? That's interesting to me because I feel that I've gone through life as the fool, but I'm not a carefree person, right, Sona?
No, not at all. I know. That was not a description of you.
No, but what I'm saying is I always thought of, if someone was going to assign me the card, they might say you're the fool. And I do think I embody some aspects of the fool, clearly, but I'm not a carefree chappy.
You're not.
No. Well, I did your astrology too, Conan.
Oh.
You're an Aries.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's very powerful. It's very much a leadership sign. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of working against the carefree. But your moon is Aquarius. So you have this underlying current of mysticism too.
Yeah,
so.
I do have very mystical powers.
What?
Patty, I just want to say I pulled the last card for you, and it's just an ad for the complete illustrated book of James Bond.
It's an ad for the book, the James Bond book. Okay. Well, that means,
right.
Hey, cha-ching. You know, that's...
Yeah, cha-ching.
All right. Well, Patty, this has been illuminating. And do you think our paths will cross, Patty? What is your instinct? What does your powers tell you? Do you think we will?
Oh my God! I pulled a card. It's the Lovers. Absolutely. I think we should team up on something.
Wait. Oh, yes. Well, you know, I'm married. I can't.
I understand. I am too.
And also,
but maybe we're soulmates.
Yeah, but also, what are we doing? Marriage. Yeah. It's such a ethereal bond. It's so we live in the stars. You know.
That's
so
right.
Who's to say that? Why are we constrained by these?
These lowly
bonds and chains that we have forged, this bureaucratic system of marriage. You and I are beyond that.
Absolutely. That's your Aquarius coming out there, baby. Yep.
Yeah, put it back in.
Your Aquarius is showing. Well, Patty, very nice talking to you. Seriously, very, and thank you for sharing your powers with us. And best of luck. And I see thank good you. Things ahead for you.
Thank you. I do. I appreciate.
Yeah, I have. And by the way, I have no powers, so that meant nothing.
Yes, you do. Everyone has powers.
Well, clearly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you, Conan and Sona. I hope you get your apology.
Thank you. I hope so too. Thank you, Patty.
You know what?
I'm trying.
Guess what, Patty? She will in the next life.
Oh.
Bye, Patty.
Bye.
Bye, Conan. Bye, Sana. Bye, Matt.
Bye.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan. With Conan O'Brien, Sona Movsesian, and Matt Gourley. Produced by me, Matt Gourley. Executive produced by Adam Sachs, Joanna Solitaroff, and Jeff Ross at Team Coco, and Colin Anderson at Earwolf. Music by Jimmy Vivino. Supervising producer Aaron Blaert. Associate talent producer Jennifer Samples. Associate producers Sean Doherty and Lisa Berm. Engineered by Will Beckton. Please rate, review, and subscribe to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever fine podcasts are downloaded.
This has been a Team Coco production. In association with Stitcher.
Doers, mowing season is here. With Spring Black Friday Savings at the Home Depot. Right now you can get gas-like power with the Ryobi 40-volt push mower for just $329. With a runtime of nearly an hour, it's the perfect mower to tackle your half-acre lawn without a trip to the gas station. Just push and mow. Your grass won't wait, so buy it online and pick it up in-store to get out there sooner. Get gas-like power this spring with the Ryobi 40-volt push mower just $329 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
A lot can happen between falling in love with a house online and owning it. Between imagining living there and breathing in your new home for the first time. Having an advocate who can help you navigate the complex world of financing, inspections, negotiating, analyzing the market, and talking through any anxieties that may pop up, that can make all the difference. That's what the expertise of a Realtor can do for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors and bound by a code of ethics. Because that's who we are.